so many people listening understand that the mind of bodhicitta, the supreme good heart, has two wishes. The main wish of bodhicitta is to lead all living beings to enlightenment. The main wish of bodhicitta is to effortlessly benefit each and every living being every day by bestowing blessings and emanating whatever they need, animate or inanimate objects, and particularly emanating as medicine gurus, spiritual teachers who lead living beings on correct spiritual paths through giving teachings and showing a good example for them to follow. So to accomplish this main wish, we have another wish, because bodhicitta has two aspirations: to attain the inner light of wisdom, that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance, and that gives us the ability to touch the hearts of each and every living being every day. We need enlightenment. To really benefit others, we need enlightenment. We need enlightenment. We need omniscient wisdom. We need a body that is the nature of blissful omniscient wisdom, speech that is the nature of blissful omniscient wisdom, and a mind that is the nature of blissful omniscient wisdom. We need enlightenment. So these two practices, if you've thought to yourself, how are these two practices related? And you ask yourself the question, is it correct to say that these two practices of Medicine Buddha are the cause for accomplishing the two wishes of bodhicitta? The answer is yes. So those of you who are familiar with Vajrayogini practice, Medicine Buddha Sadhana is self-generation sadhana, like the sixth yoga of Vajrayogini. And Medicine Buddha prayer is for benefiting others, like the yoga of purifying migrators, the seventh yoga of Vajrayogini. So Venerable Geshe-la says, when we generate bodhicitta, we have two wishes: to attain Buddhahood ourselves, and to lead all living beings to the same state. So we imagine we have fulfilled our first wish by practicing Medicine Buddha Sadhana, the yoga of self-generation. And we then fulfill our second wish through Medicine Buddha prayer, a method for benefiting others, engaging in healing actions. Both practices are the main cause to fulfill the two wishes of bodhicitta. So in the scriptures, we learn one drowning person can't help another. This is true. And this is a little bit like us at the moment. As an ordinary person drowning in the ocean of suffering, how can we help, liberate, rescue others drowning in the ocean of suffering? We need to become someone who is not powerless. And we don't need to wait until we have attained the state of medicine guru, until we can benefit others. We are able to access the power of all Buddhas through our spiritual guide while we are training. And through our own practice, begin to benefit others in a skillful, effective way, using our spiritual guide's power and the power of all Buddhas. And in previous teachings, Venerable Geshe-la has said, if we want to have a cup of tea, which we do a lot in this country, if we want to have a cup of tea, we need a cup. If we want to write a note, we need a pen. So please think about these analogies, because they really help us understand our main wish. Our main wish is to benefit others. The nature of a Buddha is benefiting others. That's our main wish, our main focus. We need to think about others all the time. Think only of benefiting others all the time. Try to rarely, if ever, think about ourselves, unless we're trying to generate renunciation. So our main wish is to benefit others. That's like wishing to have a cup of tea, the main wish. To accomplish that wish, we need a cup. That is accomplishing the attainments of Medicine Buddha. So I think thinking about analogies like these, Geshe-la has said, and I find this so helpful in my own practice, Geshe-la has said, through the strength of the main wish, we naturally accomplish the secondary aspiration. So if we really want a cup of tea, getting a cup is straightforward through the power of our main wish. So if we really care about others and we're thinking about them all the time, wishing swiftly to accomplish the body, speech and mind of Medicine Buddha in this life will be automatic. We will automatically want to do that because there's no other real way to benefit others.